I feel that I have to explain, if not apologize, as to why I decided to speak in English. At first blush, it might appear shalom in animus. A person should not be pireis miyatzibo. Leilom leihe odom ea binai shenim. Yeshe bin laimdim eme binai yeshe. But there is a gemore in Misachas Bava Kame at the end of Perik Merubot. I think Daf Peveis, Gemara says, Omar Rebbe, Be'arts Yisroel Loshin Sur Silomo, Eloi Loshin Akedesh O Loshin Yevoni, Rebbe Yisi Omar, Bibovel Loshin Arami Lomo, Eloi Loshin Akedesh O Loshin Parsi. It appears from that Gemara that it is in consonance with Nimus and the Acheretz to speak Greek in Eretz Yisrael and Persian in Bavel. Why should it be inconsistent with Nimus and the Acheretz to speak in English at this kinus? Yehuda ben Teime says in the fifth perek of Pirkei Avos, Ben Arboim Ribino, a 40-year-old person is mature enough to have bina or understanding. Now that Medinas Yisrael is a Bas Arboim, is 40 years old, we are in a position to have a mature understanding of Medinas Yisrael on a depth level, to understand its essence, its purpose, and the mandates that Providence has imposed upon us on a collective level as well as on an individual level. In Loshon HaKodesh, we find three separate terms that designate wisdom, namely, Chochmo, Bino, Das. The Torah in Shmois, Perek Lamed Aleph, Posig Gimel says, in connection with Bezalel, V'amalei say Ruach Elikim b'chochmo u'vitvuno u'vidas u'vichol melocho. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. Rashi says that chochmo, or wisdom, designates learning things from others. Tfuno, or understanding, designates the ability to draw deductions or conclusions from what one has already learned before. And Das, or knowledge, designates Ruach HaKodesh, or divine inspiration. However, the Malbim in his Peirush on Mishlei Perek Chof Daled, Posuk Gimel says the Das really designates common sense or intuitive wisdom. And he says that Rashi doesn't mean in Shmos that Das means only Ruach HaKodesh. In connection with Bezalel, Rashi points out that the intuitive wisdom of Bezalel has attained such a high magnitude that it assumed the level of Ruach HaKodesh. But Das means common sense, intuitive wisdom. The Malbim says in connection with the Psukim Gimel and Dalet in Perik Chof Dalet of Mishlei, Bichochmo Yivne Bais, Uvismuno Yiskenein, Uvidas Hadorim Yimolu, Kolheinoko Vinoim. Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge are the chambers filled with all precious and pleasant riches. The Malbim says, Bichochmo Yibone Bais means that in order that someone should be able to build a house, then he must have architectural chochmo, or wisdom, that he acquired from others. He must have received the training in an architectural school. Uvisvuno yichenein, through deductive intelligence and talent, one is able to establish it. Uvidas chadorim yimolu kolen yokovinoim, through intuitive wisdom or common sense, the chambers are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. In order to decorate a house, one must possess an intuitive sense. It is to be noted that in connection with Bezalel, or the building of a Mishkan, which was an exclusively Torah structure, as well as in connection with the building of a mundane structure discussed in Mishle Perik Chof Dalet, the same three wisdoms, Chochmo, Bino, Das, or wisdom acquired through empirical data, through teachers and books, and wisdom acquired through deduction, and wisdom emanating from intuition and common sense, are mentioned. In other words, in order to build a Torah structure, or to devise a Torah Weltanschauung, and even for the purpose of building a mundane structure, one has to resort to and exercise three separate wisdoms or faculties, namely Chochmo, Bino, Das. And the exercise of the three wisdoms has to take place in this exact order. First Chochmo, then Bino, then Das. First Chochmo, or the wisdom acquired through empirical data, teachers and books, then Bino. Dovo mitir dovo, or deductive intelligence, and then Das, or common sense. This presents a direct contrast to the manner in which the science of mathematics is contrived. The contrivance of a mathematical science also requires the exercise of three wisdoms, namely Chochmo, Bino, Das, but the order is different. The order in the contrivance of Euclidean geometry is first that be a Das, then Chochmo, and then Bino. The question is, why is there a contrast between the order of Das, Chochmo, Bino, in the contrivance of geometry and mathematical science, and in the order of the contrivance of a Torah proposition of Chochmo, Bino, Das? But there is a difference between the contrivance of geometry, which is an exclusively deductive science, and consequently the axiomatic or intuitive wisdom comes first, and then the Chochmo, and then Bino, and the contrivance of a Torah approach, or the building of a mundane structure which is not exclusively based upon deductive reasoning. Now that the state of Israel is 40 years old, we the Jews from the diaspora and Jews from Eretz Yisrael are in a position to exercise the wisdom of Bina, of deductive reasoning, and to learn from experience and from the mistakes in the past. But the wisdom of Bina cannot be exercised by itself in isolation. It has to be exercised in conjunction with Chochmah and Das, and in order to devise a halachic approach in respect to the state of Israel and in respect to the relationship between the Jews in Israel and the Jews in the diaspora, we first have to take cognizance of all the halachot that are relevant to the approach that is to be adopted by Jews vis-a-vis the conflict with the Arabs. This is the Chochmah faculty that is to be exercised by us. Then we have to resort to the Bina faculty by learning from experience and from the mistakes, and then we'll be in a position to contrive the Das Torah in regard to the state of Israel, or the common sense and intuitive wisdom. In secular groups in Israel, there is a variegated approach vis-a-vis the conflict between Jews and Arabs in Israel, a variegated approach that ranges from secular Jews at the extreme right, who advocate an extreme hawkish policy towards the Arabs, to secular Jews on the extreme left, who advocate the policy of extreme dovishness in peace at all costs. This variegated approach, min hakotze lakotze, from one extreme to the other, among secular Jews is understandable. Secular Jews are not motivated by Torah principles and halachic disciplines. They adapt their approaches on the basis of their respective intuition and common sense. But what is astounding and perplexing is the fact that among Orthodox Jews, this variegated approach, ranging from one extreme to the other, exists even in greater magnitude than it exists among secular Jews. Orthodox Jews are all bound by Torah principles and halachic discipline. Why is there such an antithetical range from one extreme to the other? The answer is that, generally speaking, these Orthodox Jews, when they contrive their Das Torah in respect to the state of Israel, they contrive it in the same manner as Euclid contrived the Euclidean geometry, to wit, on the basis of Das, Chochmah and Bina, with Das, or axiomatic and intuitive wisdom, being the foundation of the structure. They first, on the basis of intuition and common sense, adopt either an extremely hawkish approach or an extremely dovish approach, and then, through a process of rationalization, they inject their preconceived notions into the Chochmah and the Bina. Such a method can only culminate in a spurious Das Tor, not genuine Das Tor. In order to contrive a genuine Das Tor, one must first realize that the Torah structure and the Torah proposition is not like a mathematical structure and a mathematical proposition. In order to contrive a Torah structure and a Torah proposition, one has to follow up the order of Chochmo, Bino, and Das. First, he must have recourse to Chochmo, which consists of the numerous and multifarious halachic data together with all the nuances. And then he has to have recourse to Bino, or deductive wisdom. And only then he is ready to exercise common sense. The theme of this conference is 40 years State of Israel from the perspective of the relationship between the Jews in Israel and the Jews in the diaspora. I decided to use certain psukim in Tehillim as the basic Torah strata and halachic data from which we will be able to draw the proper conclusions in regard to the peculiar approach we are to adopt vis-à-vis the conflict between Jews and Arabs in Israel, as well as in regard to the peculiar approach we are to adopt vis-à-vis the relationship between the Jews in Israel and the Jews in the diaspora. Let me first cite the psukim in Pirik Pizayin of Tehillim. Livnei Kerach Mizmer Shir Yisidei Sei Biharei Kedesh Eva Dishem Shari Tzion Mikol Mishkenis Yaakov Nirbodes Midubaboch Iro Elekim Selo Eskiro Rav Uvoel Bovel Liedai Hini Precious Vitzeir In Kush Zeyulachom Ulzien Yomir Ish Veish Yuladbo Vihu Yechaninel Elein Adishem Yisper Birseivanim Zeyulachom Selo Vishorim Kechelim Kol Mayonei Boch. By the sons of Korach, a psalm of song, its foundation is in the holy mountains. God loves the gates of Zion, more than all the dwellings of Yaakov. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God, Selah. If I make mention of Rahab and Babylon to my friends, behold, they are Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This one was born there. But of Zion it can be said, man and man was born there. And he himself maintains her in that unique and lofty position. God will count when he registers people. This one was born there. But singers and players of the flute alike, and according to one interpretation, but singers and dancers alike, all my wellsprings and all my essence, all my cravings, all my yearnings, and all my longings are in thee. What is the meaning of the expression Ish v'ish yuladbo? Man and man was born there. The Talmud in Seches Ksuves Daf Ayin Hei gives an explanation for the double usage Ish v'ish, man and man. This psalm mentions the basic distinction between Zion and any other country. In respect to Egypt and Babylon and Tyre and Ethiopia, only one who was born in Egypt or in Babylonia can be considered as a child of Egypt. a child of Babylon, can be considered as a citizen of Egypt, as a citizen of Babylonia. However, in respect to Tzion, in respect to Eretz Yisrael, there are two types of people who can be called children of Tzion or citizens of Tzion. Both. The person who was actually born there and the non-native who always yearned to see Tzion, even if he was not born there, he has never visited Tzion. Echod hadobo v'echod hamitzape l'reisa. At the time of the British mandate over Palestine, the British authorities passed a law that set up a quota for the Jews in each country in Europe to enter Palestine. For example, a quota of 100 Jews from Czechoslovakia and a quota of 100 Jews from Romania were entitled to a certificate to enter Palestine. It happened once that the Romanian quota of 100 Jews was already filled up by 100 Romanian Jews having received certificates to enter Palestine, but the Czechoslovakian quota was not as yet filled up. A number of Romanian Jews who were eager to enter Palestine thought of producing false affidavits to the effect that they were born in Czechoslovakia. But being God-fearing people, they inquired from Rav Chaim Yosef Sonnenfeld, Zecheinu Livracha, as to whether they were allowed to do it. The response by Rav Chaim Yosef Sonnenfeld was that this would be very dishonest and consequently forbidden. And he mentioned the Rambam in the Perush HaMishneh in Perek Yud Aleph of Kelim, where he says that the iser of being genit das habreis, even an akum, comes within the posik, ki tiavas hadishem koleise ele koleise ovel. It is an abomination before God to do any of these dishonest practices. Then the same Jews contrived a plan to produce a false affidavit to the effect that they were born in Palestine. They again inquired from Rav Chaim Yosef Sonnenfeld as to whether they were allowed to do it. This time, Rav Chaim Yosef Sonnenfeld responded that they were allowed to produce such an affidavit. They said to Rav Chaim Yosef Sonnenfeld, "How come this kind of affidavit is also false, just like the affidavit that they were born in Czechoslovakia? Why then is this false affidavit muter and the other false affidavit also?" Rav Chaim Yosef Sonnenfeld responded, "This affidavit, that certain Jews from Romania were born out in Palestine, is true, because of the Aloche Ulitzien Yomer, Ish Ve'ish Yuladbo, Echod Hadobo Ve'echod Amtzapel Reiso." This concept, to wit, of Ulitzien Yomer, Ish Ve'ish Yuladbo, Echod Haneledbo Ve'echod Amtzapel Reiso, is the moral basis for the Chok HaShvus, the law of return. No other country has the counterpart of the law of return. Only Israel has a law of return. I'm sure that if such a law would have been proposed in any other parliament, let's say in the Italian parliament, in the French parliament, to wit, that any person from Italian origin or French origin should be entitled to settle in Italy or in France, that this law would not have passed. Nay, in all probability, it would have been labeled as chauvinistic because it discriminates between a human being who is of Italian origin or French origin and a human being who is not of Italian origin or French origin. How is it that the law of return in Israel, to the effect that every Jew is entitled to enter Israel and settle therein, is not considered chauvinistic? It is even considered sublime, in spite of the fact that it discriminates on its face between a Jew and an angel. How is it that the liberal Jews, who are so hasty in attacking anything that has the semblance of being undemocratic, did not criticize this bill? The answer is implicit in the aloche of Litzien Yomer Ish Ish Yuladbo Echot Hanilatbo V'Echot Hamitzape L'Reiso. To express it in succinct terms, in Tzien there are two kinds of people who are recognized as Tzien, or citizens of Tzien, or citizens of Israel. One who was actually born in Tzien, in the state of Israel, and the other, one who was not born in the state of Israel, but who yearns to see it. But the question is, why? Why can't we say that in Bavel, in Precious, in Tzeir, there are also two types of people? One who was born in Precious, in Tzeir, in Kush, and another one who just yearns to see it. The answer to this question is given in the last pasuk of Pirkei Pizayin, namely, Kol Mayanei Boch, Vishorim Kechelim, Kol Mayanei Boch, and singers and players of the flute, or singers and dancers alike, shall say all, my wellsprings, all my yearnings, all my cravings, all my longings, all my aspirations are in thee. This implies that the reason as to why a Jew who was never in Eretz Yisrael can be considered a citizen of Eretz Yisrael, because Kol Mayanei Boch, all the wellsprings, all the cravings, all the yearnings, all the longings of every Jew are directed towards God and towards Tzion. But this explains as to why Orthodox Jews were in favor of the law of return. But why were the secular Jews in favor of the law of return? Why didn't the secular Jews in Israel, from the Marach, from Apai and Mapam and Ardus Avoda, all the secular groups, why did they attack the law of return as racistic, as chauvinistic, as undemocratic, as discriminatory, as making a distinction between a Jew and an angel? The answer to this question is implicit in the expression Vishorim Kechelim, singers and players alike, singers and dancers alike, Kol Mayanei Boch. Why does not the Pasuk say Kol Bnei Yisrael Mayanei Boch? I think the Chorim symbolize the observant Jews. The Jews who are datim, the Jews who believe in the Torah, who are dedicated in the Torah, who are motivated by the Torah. Michaelim symbolize the secular Jews. The Baal HaTanya said, as he brought the right verschiedenen Nibunim, aniden Mitwärter, aniden Neuwärter und aniden Nonaniden. Wer ist wie keins auf Nibunim? Aniden with words, aniden without words, and aniden without him. I am going to modify that statement. The Baratanya probably meant that in Nigen Unwärter is more sublime than in Nigen Mitwärter. And in Nigen without a Nigen is more sublime and loftier than in Nigen Unwärter and in Nigen Mitwärter. But I'm going to modify it a little. There are three different Nigunim. The highest Nigen is in Nigen Mitwärter, in Nigen with words. Then the next kind of Nigen on a lower level is a Nigen Unwärter, a Nigen without words, but with sounds, it's a Nigen. And the lowest type of Nigen is a Nigen without Nigen. Now, one explanation by the Meforshim of Michilin is that flute players. Another explanation, and from the Medrash Hatif. This explanation appears. So, is Michilin dancers. A flute player plays a Nigen without words, but there is sound. A dancer, those who dance in a chug, in a mochel, there is rhythm, there is a Nigen, but it's a Nigen without Nigen, there are no sounds. So there are three types of Jews. They are the religious Jews, Jews who believe in the Torah, and we know the relationship between Yisrael and Raisa Bikuch and Lichu. They are the Shorim, they are the Menagnim, they are the singers who sing a song with words, Mitzvata. We know what they sing, and we know what their objective is. And then you have the secular Jews. But among the secular Jews, you also find two types of Jews. There are secular Jews who allegedly don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as Rav Kook Zichrono Livracha, Rabbi von Yitzchok HaKayim Kook wrote, there are no Jews who don't believe. They deceive themselves, but they all believe. But allegedly, they don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we know of what we call the secular Jews, called Tibua Yehudit. I don't know what it means, but they think they know. In my opinion, Tibua Yehudit means Torah Pi Aloche. But they call Tibua Yehudit something other than Aloche. What it is, no one knows. They themselves don't know either. But at least they have certain ideas about Tidua Yehudis. They are Michilim, flute players. It's an Nigen Unwärter, but it has sound. And then there are many secular Jews who don't even know about Tidua Yehudis. They don't even know the concept of Zionism. They also sing a Nigen. What kind of a Nigen do they sing? A Nigen on a Nigen. They dance in the Mochel, and they participate in the Mochel. And who is in the center of that Mochel? A Mochel is a circle. So everybody who dances in the circumference of the Mochel is equidistant from the center. Who is in the center? They don't know it, and they deny it. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the center. Why do we all dance, all these secular Jews, who allegedly are atheists, who allegedly are anti-dati? They fight against the Torah, they fight against the Yeshivas. But why do they stand in that mochel? Why? Why don't they go to other countries? Why didn't they dedicate their energies to Soviet Russia, to China, to communist China? They are such liberals. Why? Why did they come to us, Israel? Why? The answer is, in the depth of their heart, they want to dance in one dance and to stand in a mochel, in a circle, and all of them being equidistant from the center. And who is in the center? The Rebbeinu Shalom. But they don't know it, and they are denying it to themselves. But we shorim kim chayorim, kol mayorim bach. This is the reason as to why the law of return was passed unanimously by all members of the Knesset. Orthodox, not Orthodox, Malach, and Likud, all of them, without exception, because Bishorim Kim Chayolim, Kol Mayoni Boch. Kintilin explains why Tzion is unique among all the countries in the world in having two kinds of citizens, one who was actually born in Tzion and one who is yearning to see it. The reason is the Jews throughout the generations have directed their hearts towards Tzion. Now again, Vishorim Kim Chilim, Kol Mayoni Boch. So there are two explanations. Boch, to thee. Whom does it have reference to? One pshat is that it has reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malbim says that Boch has reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem. And it's thee with the capital T. Reb Simson Rifol Hirsch, he says that it's thee with the small t. It has reference to Tzion itself. But I think both explanations are equally correct. Bishorim Kim Chayolim Kol Mayoni Boch. The singers and the flute players, the singers and the dancers alike, all their earnings, all their cravings, all their learnings, all their longings are directed towards thee, towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and towards Tzion. Throughout the millennial history of the Jewish people in exile, Jews have been saying, Kol Mayan Boch. They have been saying three times a day, V'sechazeno imenu b'shufcho l'tzien b'rachamim, Hoshivo shifteinu kivonisheino. This millennial yearning and craving towards Tzion has become incorporated into the Jewish soul like a spiritual gene, motivating not only the behavior of the shorim, the singers who sing a single, a nigun with vater, a nigun with words, who know the relationship between Yisroel Reis and Kuchibrichu, but motivating also the behavior of the Mechilim, the secular Jews, the flute players, and even the dancers, who do not sing in nigun with words, but only in nigun without words, and sometimes in nigun without nigun. In my opinion, one of the most serious blunders committed by the State of Israel consists in the fact that the State of Israel recognizes under the law of return a non-halachic conversion. I would like to point out that I'm not making this statement from the halachic perspective only, but also from the point of view of natural law, common sense and fair play. Even if I had been a secular Jew, it's a little hard for me to visualize this picture that I had been a secular Jew, but I'll have for a moment, I'll have recourse to the imagination, and I am imagining that I am a secular Jew with a secular Weltanschauung. But even if I had been a secular Jew, I would be equally upset with the recognition of a non-halachic conversion under the law of return, because the recognition of a non-halachic conversion is repugnant not only to the Torah, but to natural law, to common sense and fair play. Imagine, could you imagine that a non-Jewish parliament, I won't mention the United States, in the United States they have a concept of separation of religion and state, but other countries, democratic countries, Britain, Canada, France, Italy, democratic countries, and if a certain law would apply to Catholics, and the question would arise, who is to be considered a Catholic? Would the British Parliament, they decide on such a question? Inconceivable! Inconceivable! How come that the Knesset decided on the question of who is a Jew without consulting the rabbinic authorities? It's not only repugnant to Torah, it's repugnant to common sense, it's repugnant to fair play, it's repugnant to everything that is decent in human life. And I think that this is the most basic issue. And I disagree with those people, Orthodox Jews and the Orthodox leaders, sincere as they are, but they say we shouldn't press the issue. We have to press the issue. For the sake of the salvation of the Knesset, this mark of shame has to be taken off the state of Israel, not only as halachic Jews, but as fervent Zionists who are devoted to the state of Israel. We have to fight for the law that only a Jew who is recognized by Allah as a Jew is a Jew under the law of return. As I said before, the counterpart of the
Was Jeffrey home? I'm heading to Palmer Road. You want to answer that? Don't forget, okay? Roger, bring me something to eat, I'm hungry.
She was here. You see? I didn't even remember. So why didn't you call me and tell me Renee called?
I didn't know.
You didn't call me, she
called it? Oh, Stephen, it's Baruch. Baruch, I have a tax question. Yeah. Am I bothering you now? It'll take 2 seconds. What do you call it? If someone gets their pension in a lump sum, they roll it over. So the whole thing, is there any way that they could, so in other words, their income jumps from 20,000 that year to like 70,000. What, do you have any tax advice on that? Besides putting in an IRA or something? And let's say they give away $10,000, it doesn't help, they still gotta pay income. There's nothing you can really do, right?
No.
Okay. I don't think you can do anything, right? I mean, maybe I'm just Yeah, okay, but that's what I mean, because I'm not sure, because up to now you weren't getting taxed on it, right? If you put away money in a pension, they don't tax you, right? So they're gonna hit you all. I mean, I forget how it is. Whatever. That's all. It's okay. So, what? Did you start tax season already? What do you mean they're all paying? Really? What do you want to do? What were you going to tell me about? Right. And now where are you going? So where are you going? Going back to Europa? Same location. Right. Well, so you don't have to, so you're not working these days. I mean, you're just moving. Doing physical labor. That's a good break, no? No? Really? Why, you were so attached? Oh. Yeah, I hear you. What do you call it? I have a question for your wife, too. Is she home? Do you know a girl, Alana Goldschneider? Oh, come on, look at you. I'm just kidding. No, it's okay. It's not okay anyway, she went to Israel for 2 weeks now.
I could have stayed in three.
Yeah, whatever. No, I just thought maybe... she went to Hank, I don't know why you know. No, it's okay, don't bother finding out. Okay? Whatever. That's all I want. So I had a question for your husband, and I treat you both equally. Okay? Awesome. I'm good friends. What? I'm so nice to come up.
I bought the little one for the bucket, right? I bought it at
What?
Thank you.
What?
My body rolls that hard, I couldn't even rest for the day that night.
Thank you. You know? Where is that boy? You know who's not going to that one? You know what? I'm for sure be invited. I'll be invited to the wedding now. But I'm not going.
And if I think what happened, what's going on?
Yeah, she's engaged today. But she's engaged already. It doesn't mean anything. I can't get up.
Oh.
Okay, I'd like to go too, more so than you.
Oh, sorry. hurt my feelings. Yeah, okay.
Did you find out? So try not, don't send our resume to me. You shouldn't be like me, you should be aggressive. I mean, my phone is not the case for me, it's only a 2-year operation. My job's out there, you get to have a conversation. Send it all over. But get 7, you go what you call get a nice cover. I mean, at least in your house, it's a good computer, you can do the, just what you call change the camera. You know, Miller, you know, I don't really know. Thank you.